Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Isaiah chapter 47 in the New English Translation, the NET Bible, and this is what it says. This is talking about Babylon, by the way. Fall down, sit in the dirt, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, not on a throne, O daughter of the Babylonians. Indeed, you will no longer be called delicate and pampered. Pick up your millstones and grind flour. Remove your veil, strip off your skirt, expose your legs, cross the streams. Let your naked body be exposed. Your shame will be on display. I will get revenge. I will not have pity on anyone, says our protector. The Lord of Heaven's armies is his name. The Holy One of Israel, go silently to a hiding place, O daughter of the Babylonians. Indeed, you will no longer be called Queen of Kingdoms. I was angry at my people. I defiled my special possession and handed them over to you. You showed them no mercy. You even placed a very heavy burden on old people. You said, I will rule forever as permanent queen. You did not think about these things. You did not consider how it would turn out. So now listen to this, O one who lives so lavishly, who lives securely, who says to herself, I am unique. No one can compare to me. I will never have to live as a widow. I will never lose my children. Both of these will come upon you suddenly in one day. You will lose your children and be widowed. You will be overwhelmed by these tragedies, despite your many incantations and your numerous amulets. You were complacent in your evil deeds. You thought, no one sees me. Your self-possessed wisdom and knowledge led you astray. When you say, I am unique, no one can compare to me, disaster will overtake you. You will not know how to charm it away. Destruction will fall on you. You will not be able to appease it. Calamity will strike you suddenly before you recognize it. Persist in trusting your amulets and your many incantations, which you have faithfully recited since your youth. Maybe you'll be successful. Maybe it will scare away disaster. You are tired out from listening to so much advice. Let them take their stand, the ones who see omens in the sky, who gaze at the stars, who make monthly predictions. Let them rescue you from the disaster that is about to overtake you. Look, they're like straw that the fire burns up. They cannot rescue themselves from the heat of the flames. There are no coals to warm them, no firelight to enjoy. They will disappoint you, those you have so faithfully dealt with since your youth. Each strays off in his own direction, leaving no one to rescue you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for light. And that in you there is no darkness at all. And Lord, I pray for those who are living in darkness today, who just feel like they cannot make it another day. And I pray that you just shed holy light on them, that restorative light that brings hope and a new perspective. And Lord, before I pray this scripture, I feel burdened for those who are embattled in the stress and the worry of this world and have taken to cutting themselves. And Lord, I pray that today would be a day of victory and freedom from cutting, in Jesus' name. I pray that they would no longer need to pierce the skin, but they would look upon you who was pierced for our transgressions. And I pray that you would deliver them from self-harm so that they would understand how beautiful, how loved, how cherished, and how wanted they are. Lord, for those who are battling past trauma today, which I know is thick and I have battled it most of my life, I pray you would shed light on that experience and help them to see that you are working in and through them despite what they have gone through. I pray for rescue and escape from the darkness, and I pray this in your powerful name, Jesus. Lord, help us to see those kinds of things that we have set up in our lives, like the Queen of Babylon, like the Babylonians, where we have chased after things that we thought would therapeutically heal us when they are not you. And we have placed other things as gods that are not you. Or we have these if-only statements of, well, if only these four things would happen, then I would be happy. And Lord, it almost always is not if only God delivered me. It's usually if only I had more money, or if only this sickness would go away, or if only I had more control over my life, or if only my car didn't break down. Those are things we can certainly pray about, Lord, but we should not put our hope in having stability based on all of our circumstances being perfectly aligned in a row. Because the truth is, Lord, this world, there is chaos and there is brokenness, and this is a fallen world, and we will have trouble in this world. But you are the rock of our salvation. You are the strength of our lives. You are our hope. And as the old song goes, you are our inspiration. Lord, unto you will we cling. And so we trust you now, Lord, for just for what we need. For those of us who struggle with self-harm and harming ourselves and finding relief from that, I pray they would find relief in you. For those of us who are worried excessively, I pray we would place our worries and our cares in your hand. For those who are battling sickness, I pray they would place that sickness in your hand. And Lord, I pray earnestly and fervently that you would heal. And Lord, for those who feel the darkness all around, I pray that your light would just shed light on the next step. Maybe it's not all the way down the road. Maybe it's just the next step. We need that today. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to this podcast, and I'm extremely humbled that you listen every day. If you want to help the podcast stay on the air and just help pay for what William does and what Kristen does here at PrayEveryDay.show, you can go to patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. At the $10 level, you'll receive a free painting every month. At $25, a free what's it called? A podcast, yes, that no one else gets. So just a handful of folks get that. And it's been really fun for me to just share what God's been teaching me in that secret little podcast. So thanks so much to all of you who are patrons. And thank you to you who are listening. I just want to commend you and give you a hug for your valuing the scriptures and prayer. That says a lot about who you are. And my prayer for you is that today would be a day of hope and deliverance.